Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We pray that you are looking forward to what God has to say through this broadcast. The desire of the broadcast is to get you involved, have you join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're talking about the enemy within, the enemy within. One of the major problems in any type of warfare is to recognize the enemy, know the enemy, to be able to defeat the enemy, because you know the movements of the enemy, know who the enemy happens to be, and how you can overcome them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe in America today we're faced with the enemy within, and I believe for the most part the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots are all ignorant of recognizing the real enemy. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with the enemy today on every hand. We've just recently seen in the past 40 days some 41 churches and pro-life centers have been attacked by the thugs in the streets. Nothing's been done. They've not been arrested. There's no arrest been made. There's nothing seem to be a high alarm level from the standpoint of the federal government, the Department of Justice, or those in the Beltway in Washington. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today, as never before, in the history of the United States of America, the operation of the enemy within. Recently, on a television broadcast and talking about the Nazi Party and what took place in the 30s, 40s, said that in America we had the Communist Party and the movement with the Marxist, Socialist, Communist agenda that started back as early as, soon on as in the late 20s and early 30s, and it's been progressively increasing in America. And so we're watching today as the enemy within seems to be taking the grasp of the total control of every aspect and avenue of American life. We're going to talk about that today. We'll invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. Do you recognize the enemy within? Who is the enemy? How do we defeat the enemy? What should be done in relationship to it? Do we find the enemy to be simply the human instrumentality that Satan is using? Or is the enemy the real enemy, spiritual warfare, the demonic warfare that's taking place according to what the Scripture says? We'll talk about that, and we'll look forward to your dialogue and discussion on it. But let me remind you, as we face the enemy, as we face the enemies of God, the enemies of our nation, as we face the issues that we're talking about today in relationship to that, we need to understand that we do so based on the authority of the truth of the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And in Psalm 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And then Jesus says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that I call our attention to each and every day on this broadcast. That's the only thing that we can place faith, trust, and confidence in that's unchanging. Unchanging. It is indelibly true yesterday, today, and forever. And may I say to you, one of the major problems that we find in the declension in America is because we've turned our backs on God. We banned God's word. We banned prayer. We have simply rejected God in every phase and facet of life, including, believe it or not, in many denominational church organizations today. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the truth, we need to understand that truth is not embraced. Truth is not revered in society, in the society in which we're living in. It was George Orwell that said, and by the way, his book, the dystopian novel that was entitled 1984, written and published in the latter portion of the 40s, 47, 48, 49, in that category, that area, heard different, read different articles about the date of that. But nevertheless, George Orwell said, by the way, he was a secularist, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be absolutely truth, if I can use that pun, absolute truth today. Let me read that again. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be very, very true today. If you don't believe that, just watch the January 6th committee meeting and their discussion and dialogue, where they're taking video footage, hours and hours of footage, and they'll clip out 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes of that video footage to make what they say seem real and relevant, when the whole thing is a major, major, major charade, a total distraction, and a complete disruption of anything that will be called constitutional law in the United States of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we're faced with dishonesty on every hand in our nation. We need to get back to truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made such a powerful statement I included in my monologue each and every day on this broadcast. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we are rapidly reaching the point that for the ones that stand for truth, political truth, societal truth, economic truth, biblical truth, that we will risk our lives. We're on the verge of that being the reality in our nation today. The 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus said this, again, may I state, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly oriented environment at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its staff to be able to worship in the house of God, at the church of God, with the family of God, as God intended it from the very beginning. Just drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, see what God does. It's placing you into the family of Tools for Time. Tools for Time, make your application, see what God does as far as the response. Wait for an interview. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. toolsfortime.com. toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number once again is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone calls goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about the enemy within. The enemy within. Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat very briefly a statement I made at the early portion of the pre-monologue today. 41 churches and pro-life centers have been attacked in the last 40 days. Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Supreme Court justices' lives are being threatened today. The mobs are going closer and closer, getting closer and closer to each of the Supreme Court justices, getting to their homes and their offices, their families, even the churches, to intimidate, to threaten, to attempt to force them to change their vote on Roe versus Wade. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says pro-abortion groups hint at targeting Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's children, her home, her church, and her family, dated June the 11th. Let me just read you a blurb from this article. If it doesn't frighten you and bother you and antagonize you, I don't know anything that would. If this were a Trump rally outside the Capitol, if this were a Trump rally where Trump is saying anything in relationship to justice and peace and the love for the country, there would be irony in the Department of Justice with the Obama-led Biden administration, and there would be an attempt to arrest everyone involved, just as with the BLM, Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic riots in 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, burning buildings, shooting police officers. No one was arrested. The few that were arrested were bailed out through the Biden administration and Kamala Harris's funds to bail them out. You don't see any of that taking place today with the pro-abortion groups targeting the Supreme Court justices, homes, families, churches, communities, and neighborhoods. You don't see that taking place. You must ask the question, why? What's the difference? What are they doing? It's because, ladies and gentlemen, there's an enemy within America. And let me identify that enemy very early on. It's the Socialist Marxist Communist Party that's basically infiltrated America, and they're in control of just about every program and facet of the federal government and many of the state governments today. But this article states, headline again, pro-abortion group hints at targeting Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's children, their church, her home, and family. Far-left activist group, Ruth Sent Us, that's the name of the group, employed its followers to unleash protest at the church and the home of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The pro-abortion activist group said they were targeting even Barrett's children, end quote. They say, Ruth Sent Us, the far-left activist group named after the late liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is targeting Justice Barrett over the possibility that she would vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. Ruth Sent Us organized protesters last month, protested against the Supreme Court justices, with the group described as six extremist justices. It is the Marxist, socialist, communist agenda, and they're calling now the justices six extreme justices. This week, Ruth Sent Us called for more protest against Justice Barrett. The far-left group highlighted Barrett's daily schedule. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing. They highlighted the daily schedule of Barrett. That's Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. And they highlighted the school where she attends and where her children, that is, attend. The Falls Church, quote, the Falls Church is a people of praise stronghold, end quote. Ruth Sent Us stated she sends her seven kids to a people of praise school that she sat on the board of directors. She attends church there daily. Their tweet included photos of Barrett with the name of her church where she regularly attends, and advocated protesters to voice your anger by demonstrating in the place of worship, end quote. Ruth Sinnos also sent special messages to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's wife, to Kavanaugh's children, and the school that they attend, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's extreme today where measures can be taken like that against the U.S. Now, listen, I don't agree with all the U.S. Supreme Court's opinions are. I don't agree with the majority of what is the opinion of the Supreme Court on the left with the loose lax lost liberals that's embedded there. I don't agree with most of their opinions. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today where we're watching the disarray. We're watching the discarding of, we're watching the destruction or attempted destruction of the very rudimentary fundamental foundations of America and America's jurisprudence. And you don't see Merrick Garland, the Department of Justice, up in arms going out arresting these people on the sidewalks. It was Brett Kavanaugh that's his life was attempted. There was an attempt on his life just a week ago. Nothing was done. Oh, yes, they finally arrested the one after he called 911 and admitted that he was there with weapons in his backpack with the intent of going in, breaking into the home, and killing Brett Kavanaugh. Yes, he was finally arrested. He would not have been arrested, in my most humble opinion, had he not called 911 and turned himself in, because it is not the agenda, it is not the goal, it is not the modus operandi of the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland to do anything that would be contrary to their attempts to undermine, tear down, and destroy the warp and the woof. That's the very fabric of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing that, and it's as a result of what I'm calling today the enemy within. We're watching the enemy within the confines of our nation today, and the enemy within is carrying out their final ploys to destroy our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, who are these rioters? Who are these thugs? Who are these that are going out today openly threatening the foundation of our nation? Why are they not arrested? Why are they not thrown in jail? Remember, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Remember that we still have about 400 Americans, hear me, we still have about 400 Americans today that's in jails and in prison across the nation and in Washington, D.C., for simply attending a Trump rally, And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we are watching everything that's called honor and integrity in our Department of Justice being tossed to the wind. Nothing is being done. These men are not giving a fair trial. These men in jail as a result of being in the January 6th speech there on near the Capitol by President Donald Trump. The program was scheduled to encourage them and challenge the people to go peacefully, Trump's own words, to go peacefully now and demonstrate outside the Capitol building. But ladies and gentlemen, what's not been told to the public in general is the fact that the Capitol Police opened the doors, invited them in. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not a forced entry at the outset. At the outset, it was where the rails were taken down. The busloads of demonstrators were unloaded. But those busloads of demonstrators that were unloaded happened to be an admixture of federal agents, happened to be an admixture of BLM and Antifa mixed with the peaceful crowd that were there to hear our president as he spoke on the Capitol grounds. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, government watchdog, feds manipulated description of the Capitol riots. Dateline, June the 12th. Federal agents manipulated their description of the January 6, 2021 protest at the U.S. Capitol in an apparent move to make them seem more threatening, according to the report from the government watchdog Judicial Watch. The organization reported that officials changed the word crowd that initially was used to describe the people who were with Ashley Babbitt. By the way, she was the only one that was murdered, the only one that was slain, the only one that was killed on January the 6th. And yet the January the 6th committee and the opening remarks, if you watched any of it at all, I could stomach just a little of it. If you watched any of it at all, they said that five police officers were killed on that day. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute demonstrably proven lie. That is not true at all. But this article continues. The organization reported that officials changed the word crowd that originally was used to describe the people who were at Ashley Babbitt when she was shot and killed by a police officer to the word mob multiple times. Judicial Watch said it has received government records about the situation, and the records include a draft version of the April 14, 2021 Justice Department press release announcing their decision not to prosecute Byrd, that was Capitol Police Officer Byrd, for the killing of Babbitt. The authors replaced the word crowd with the word mob five times in describing the January 6 protesters. Babbitt, who was unarmed, was shot and killed by U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd as she entered, allegedly, and she tried to climb through a broken window in the Capitol on that day. Judicial Watch said it has gotten 102 pages of records from the DOJ relating to the shooting. Federal investigators recommended that the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia decline for criminal prosecution of the fatal shooting of Ashley Babbitt on that occasion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a three-page article. That's just three brief paragraphs out of that. But the point that I want to make is, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the unthreading, the ungluing of the very fabric of our great nation. And it's because we've allowed the enemy to come into our nation. For years and years and years, Christians, conservatives, patriots have been sitting back silent as we've watched these incremental things taking place. You see, the enemy's been carrying out the web across America on an incremental basis. Most of the time, most as Christians and conservatives and patriots, we want the whole loaf for nothing. But we have not been watching as the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, Democratic Party, as they have woven the web across America on an incremental basis. And you say, well, how is that possible? And it's possible, ladies and gentlemen, because the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party is made up of multitudes of communists in our system today that's not recognized and notified, and that the general public's not been concerned about for many, many decades now. And as a result of that, we're watching the net being drawn, and our nation's on the nation is on the very verge of crumbling as a result of it. I believe it's time, ladies and gentlemen, the Christians, conservatives, patriots, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I believe it's time we stop sitting in silence. I believe that in this election year, the next couple of years, election year leading up to 2024, November election, I believe that we need to be cognizant of what God requires of us in prayer and in consideration of each and every candidate. I believe it's time pastors grow a spine and stand in the pulpits and talk about the candidates and where they stand and what they're doing and how the Christians ought to stand on these issues in the world in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article that I think is pertinent to the conversation today. January 6th prisoner issues warning to America over televised committee hearings, dated June the 12th. Ahead of the first six televised House committee hearings related to the protest that took place in U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., January the 1st, 2021, a January 6th prisoner has issued a warning to the American people regarding the farce they're about to witness. On the evening of June 8th, the Epoch Times received an audio recording from Jeremy Brown in which he addresses, Jeremy Brown, by the way, is one of the prisoners, he addresses the American people. Quote, I'm coming to you today, this is the prisoner speaking, Jeremy Brown. I'm coming to you today on the 253rd day of my illegal, unconstitutional imprisonment to advise and warn the American people that what you are about to see is part of this compromised government's well-orchestrated, highly produced lie meant to target the minds and the perceptions of the uninformed and misinformed masses with the intent to demonize and dehumanize their opposition. Quote, the opponents are anyone who disagrees or even asks questions about their false authority and their anti-American and anti-liberty agenda. He further says, their goal is to take down America and build it back better in a form suitable to their authoritarian utopian dreamland, also known as the Great Reset, end quote. I'll pause there for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. It is the key phrase by Marxists out of Karl Marx's own mouth, to build back better. And that's the term that's been used by Joe Biden and his scabs out of the Obama administration hundreds of times in the past year and a half, going on 2 years. To build back better, you've got to destroy and tear down the foundation, the constitutional republic that we have today. By the way, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. I get a little ill when I hear even so-called conservative Republicans calling it a democracy. It's devolved to a democracy, but our founding fathers gave us a constitutional republic. And it's the term build back better that is the red flag. It's the signal. It is the whistle being blown that we've got to destroy the capitalistic system. We've got to destroy the constitutional republic system. We've got to destroy everything that our founding fathers have given us, that God has blessed us with today. Their goal is to take down America and build back better in a form suitable to their authoritarian utopian dreamland, also known as the Great Reset. Brown, speaking of the one that's in prison, is a 20-year United States Special Services Master Sergeant and combat veteran. Brown is also a candidate, hear me, Brown is also a candidate for the Florida House of Representatives, District 62, running for the seat from his jail cell. As self-described January 6th political prisoner of war, Brown is currently being held at Pinellas County Jail in Clearwater, Florida, where he is awaiting trial for two misdemeanor charges related to the January 6th protest, entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, and disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, end quote. However, Brown says he's being held not because of what the government claims he did, but because the FBI, hear what he's saying, but because the FBI and Department of Justice are aware that he knows the truth about what they did. In an alleged effort to keep him from exposing that truth, they have denied him any access to any evidence in his case for the 8 months he's been in jail. He also reminds Americans that the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force already had attempted to recruit him to be a part of their fraud, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's one that is in jail today as a result of January the 6th. First time in American history of the American jurisprudence system of not having a speedy trial or allowing one to be heard and the proper justice to be carried out in a court of law, where there's an assumed guilt and just throw a person in jail, throw the keys away, and have nothing to do with it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what is taking place in America today. And listen very carefully. Again, may I tell you, it's because of the enemy that's within our nation today that's allowing this to take place. And the enemy within today, ladies and gentlemen, within the bounds, the boundaries of all that we know and hold so near and dear as a free nation. It was Tony Perkins a number of months ago, in fact, about 3 months ago, that said everything that Biden administration is doing is against faith, family, and our freedom. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, somehow, some way, we're asleep at the steering wheel and not recognizing that that's what is taking place. We're watching the evisceration, the annihilation, the total destruction of the fabric of our nation across America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a dual justice system, one for the socialist, communist, Marxist, Democrats, and another justice system for the pro-life, the pro-Trump, the anti-LGBTQ agenda, and against the Christians and conservatives and patriots in our nation. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that. We need to seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, confess our sins, and ask God to heal our land. That's a paraphrase, ladies and gentlemen, of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And I believe that's what we need to do in this day that we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to have 1 minute top of the hour news and be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.